The Alaska Supreme Court issued a decision today in a long-running tribal court jurisdiction case. The case stems from a Minto Tribal Court decision that terminated parental rights. The father, Edward Parks, was not a Minto tribal member, so he claimed the court did not have authority over him. He tried to take the case to state court and bypass tribal appellate court, saying he was not allowed oral presentation of his argument. Natalie Landreth is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund, the legal organization that defended the adoptive parents against the biological father's challenge. She says there were two areas of legal clarity provided in the decision. The first is that a plaintiff must exhaust the appellate process in tribal court before taking a challenge to state court.
The second is that it didn't adopt what the state vigorously argued along with Mr. Parks, which was this idea that you have to be allowed to present complex things in an oral argument format or however they want to characterize it, basically trying to say that tribal courts have to look like state courts. And the court rejected that, said that's not the case.
What about the issue of tribal court authority over another tribal member who is not from that community? Was that at all settled in your mind in this decision, or is that still out there?
Well, I think that's going to depend on the circumstances of cases where you might have an odd fact pattern. But this decision does pretty clearly say the jurisdiction is over the child. If that child happens to be a member of that tribe, then that tribal court is going to have jurisdiction. That, again, is not groundbreaking. What they did was cite the other Alaska tribal court case that we had in the past couple of years, which was the Caltag decision. Judge Burgess said exactly the same thing. So, again, they did make a decision on that, but they're not way out on a limb.
Does this provide, in your mind, does this provide then more clarity for how the state should see tribal courts and their jurisdiction?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Each one of these cases that we've been working on for years is a separate step forward, a different piece of the puzzle, which says what we've been advocating all along, which is that these tribes do have authority to adjudicate children's cases. There may be 31 different flavors of that, but that basic premise has not changed. And this case is another piece of that puzzle.
Natalie Landreth is an attorney with NARF. Alaska Attorney General Michael Garrity says the decision was not far-reaching.
The court decided the case on fairly narrow grounds, that the Mr. Parks had not exhausted his tribal court remedies. And so... You know, I think we've learned something from the opinion, and that is positive in the sense that people, litigants before tribal courts, need to avail themselves of all remedies and appeals before the tribal courts, before they go to state court.
When you say that this is a narrow decision, are you saying that in your mind it's not settled law then that the tribal courts have authority beyond their immediate tribal members?
That question was not decided, which is, you know, did the tribal court have jurisdiction over Mr. Parks, a non-member who had never lived or resided in Minto? I mean, you can read some things in the court's opinion, but ultimately it didn't reach that issue, which is the one that the state was weighing in on when we intervened.
Why is it seen as an important fight for the state to challenge tribal court authority, given the problems in rural Alaska and the need for help in administrating justice in tribal communities? What's the long-range concern about tribal authority that keeps the state arguing against some of these tribal court decisions?
Well, I think Mr. Park's case was terminating his parental rights. That's not, in the grand scheme of things, probably a public safety issue. So, I mean, we do need to make progress on that front, and on that, you know, we're not challenging tribal court authority on that front. We're looking for ways to work with them to improve public safety. The case of Mr. Parks, and dealing, when you're dealing with family issues that are under the Indian Child Welfare Act, the issue is, like Mr. Parks, they're citizens of Alaska. They're guaranteed certain rights under the Constitution of our state. And when they go to state court claiming that those rights have been trampled or not observed, they have not received due process, yes, I take an interest in those.
Michael Garrity is Alaska's Attorney General.